Hello again, I'm Alan Lytle, WUKY News. It's time for our weekly chat with the editor-in-chief of Business Lexington. Eric Carlson joins us, and we've got a number of things to discuss today, Eric.
That's right, we sure do.
Well, let's first talk about the plans for Rupp Arena that were unveiled last week. You've had a little bit of time to digest what you saw and what you didn't see, so let's start there.
Well, the main thing that's coming out on this is for Lexington, the Rupp Arena project is about so much more than just the basketball arena. But the basketball arena is being used as a catalyst, and it's being used as a carrot for the legislature, because while it is a major economic development project for moving our convention center, to get it through the legislature, you really got to tie it to UK basketball, because that's at least the theory of that's what the legislature really is interested in and likes, or at least that if you tie it to that and say, well, maybe the basketball team won't do as well, we'll be more able to get it, rather than saying, if you help us out with our downtown, it'll do great things for the state.
And, of course, the fact that Louisville has the Yum Center, I think that just sort of amps up the immediacy.
Well, once that money was allotted back in 2008 with the $75 million, I knew it was a matter of time before Lexington got theirs.
But UK is really not solidly behind this effort, so talk a little bit about that.
A lot of it's being viewed as a zero-sum game. For every dollar that would go to Rupp Arena, the concern is that's a dollar that's not coming into the University of Kentucky, be it for capital projects, which they did get a good allotment as far as some general fund capital projects, but then also a few hundred million dollars worth of authorization to do their own agency bonds to do projects here. But at the same time, taking a $7.1 million cut in operational budgets in the governor's proposed budget. Remember, all of this is subject to change before the legislature adjourns on April 15th and the governor signs the budget. But as of now, the fear is, well, if $65 million went in to build or rebuild Rupp Arena, what are we going to lose here at the university?
And what we didn't see was the financing model. They say that will be coming later. Were you surprised by that?
In a way, yes, because back in July when they initially announced NBBJ along with EOP as the architects and Hunt Construction as the project manager of building this arena, of rebuilding the arena, it was announced that within 30 to 45 days they'd have a, quote, bulletproof financing plan, unquote. And clearly, looking outside, it's a lot longer than 45 days after July. So we're getting to the point now where it sounds like they're going to wait until they know for absolute certain what the state legislature is going to allot this project before they come out with their financing plan.
All right, let's move across the street. You've got some big changes to an area formerly known as Victorian Square.
That's the square, is as it's going to be known now. In the last couple of years, there's been an ownership change there, sold from a couple of local investors to a combination of the Webb companies and Jeffrey R. Anderson Real Estate out of Cincinnati. And that's what you've seen lead to Saul Good coming in to where the Chase Tap Room and Howard and Miller used to be, and the closing of DeShays. It's been announced that Urban Outfitters, a clothing store aimed at the younger set, is coming in to where the DeShays was, and two more restaurants slash bars are going to be going in as well. A concept out of Dayton called Pies and Pints, which is a pizza place that also has craft beers, and another place called the Brass Tap, which is focused out of Florida, but owned by a UK soccer grad.
Well, I'll have to stop you right there. We are out of time, Eric, but thanks again for joining us today. For the latest headlines, log on to bizlex.com, and for podcasts of our conversations, you can find them at wuky.org. Have a good week, Eric.
Thanks so much, Alan. You do the same.